I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis will visit the United Arab Emirates next year, becoming the first pope to visit the Arabian Peninsula. In a statement, the Vatican said the pope will participate in the International Interfaith Meeting on Human Fraternity after receiving an invitation from the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. The trip from February 3rd to 5th will take place less than a week after Pope Francis returns from his visit to Panama for World Youth Day. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles has released an updated list of priests accused of sexual abuse of minors. The report shows two cases of alleged abuse of minors in the Archdiocese since 2008. The two cases were made public at the time the allegations were first received, and the accused priests were removed from ministry and reported to law enforcement. They were subsequently removed from ministry. The list includes 54 priests who have been credibly accused of abuse in the Archdiocese. Doctors Without Borders says it's been forced to end rescue operations in the Mediterranean carried out by the vessel Aquarius. The medical charity blamed sustained attacks on search and rescue by European states. The ship has helped to save migrants making the dangerous crossing to Europe from Libya and elsewhere, but has faced strong opposition. Aquarius has been stuck in Marseille since its registration was revoked. Pope Francis has approved a new set of laws concerning the structure and governance of Vatican City State in an effort to boost oversight and budgetary controls. The reforms include the creation of oversight committees for certain departments. In his letter, the Pope said the time was right to proceed with reform on the basis of transparency and regulatory consistency. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.